This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, three strikes for labor. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. The NLRB is in trouble, but this time it's because of its own management, not anybody else's. The National Labor Relations Board, which settles disputes between management and labor and is the voice of organized labor in the federal government, has just been dealt a serious blow by the U.S. Supreme Court. The problem was that for a 27-month period spanning both the Bush and Obama administrations, the NLRB operated with just two members. It wasn't that Presidents Bush or Obama didn't try to fill the vacancies, but Senate votes to confirm were just not forthcoming. Five Supreme Court cases and 70 appeals court cases challenged the two-member board's authority. Justice John Paul Stevens, in one of his last opinions, ruled the law requires at least three members to assert lawful authority. The problem is that operating as a board of two, the NLRB issued 600 decisions and rulings, all of which are now suspect. Four justices dissented, but the majority ruled, and let's just say two's company, three's allowed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.